I don't know how familiar everyone is here with homeopathy. Let's talk about homeopathy a bit. So, developed by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann basically overdosed on the bark of cinchona tree. Yeah, cinchona tree is used to treat malaria. And so he took lots of this bark. And guess what? He got the symptoms of malaria, fever, body pain, etc. And he's like, gosh, why am I getting symptoms of malaria when I consume a substance that is used to treat malaria? So he hypothesized that if I take small amounts of a substance, yeah, the small amount of cinchona will cure the malaria, right? And large amounts will give him the symptoms of malaria. So he thought, gosh, if somebody comes in with symptoms, then, right, let's say it's watery eyes and a runny nose, those symptoms look like as if the person sniffed an onion or cut an onion. If I give him tiny amounts of an onion, that should cure those symptoms as well. And that's how homeopathy was born. Yeah, the principles of like cures like. So a substance that, how do I say this? Symptoms that are created by a toxic amount of a substance are cured by minute amounts of that substance. But the beauty is that if your symptoms are created by, let's say, I don't know, food poisoning, yeah, E. coli or bacteria or something, you don't have to find the homeopathic version of E. coli or the bacteria. We look at the homeopathic repertory and we find what remedy matches these symptoms. And the most common remedy for food poisoning, for example, is arsenicum album, homeopathic. I say homeopathic on purpose because I don't want people to start taking arsenicum to cure food poisoning. But when you take large amounts of arsenic poisoning, yeah, you get the diarrhea, the vomiting, etc. So when you take homeopathic versions, yeah, very diluted versions, then that helps to cure the symptoms of food poisoning, especially when the food poisoning has vomiting, chills, and watery stool. So the beauty of homeopathy is, of course, we look at the whole picture, right? Podophyllum, for example, podophyllum is another homeopathic remedy that we use for diarrhea. But with that, there's a lot of sputtering, yeah, sputtering of poop all over the toilet bowl. Yeah, it's a description that they use in the books. Veratrum album, for example, is a remedy that we use for food poisoning when there's a lot of cramping just before the bowel movements. So the beauty of homeopathy is we look at the peculiar symptoms, we put those together and find the best remedy, and that's why it works so well. Okay. So that's the pillars of health we've gone through, right? The main pillars of health, the gut, the liver, and the adrenal system. Now, for those interested in mental health issues, I'm just going to go through this quite briefly, actually. Sometimes I'll use amino acids to help with mental health symptoms. Yeah. So if somebody is low in serotonin, I'll often use 5-HTP or tryptophan. Typical symptoms of low serotonin, it could be depression, panic attacks, sleep issues, your feelings of pleasure decrease, you might have PMS or mood swings, negative thoughts, OCD, suicidal tendencies, carb cravings, binge eating, yeah, mostly in the afternoon. So all these are in the course. You can see each neurotransmitter has a unique, when they're low, a unique set of symptoms comes up. Yeah. Also, aggressiveness and irritability can be a sign of low serotonin as well. GABA is another neurotransmitter, and we remedy it by giving the amino acid GABA. It's our anti-anxiety neurotransmitter. So a person might feel a mixture of either anxiety, panic attacks, chronic worry, fear, etc. Also physical tension, yeah, and insomnia also. And this time they'll crave the sweets and the carbs and alcohol, but in order to relax. Okay. If somebody's feeling really burnt out and overwhelmed as well and tearful, I've used GABA as well with really good results also. But remember now, these low neurotransmitters, and you're using amino acids, of course, to heal them, but you want to heal the trauma. Okay. Somebody is requesting control of my screen. I'm going to decline that for the moment unless I get a message from the host. Okay,
Go
it's
ahead and
gone.
decline that.
It's okay.
Yes.
The other thing that gets low during chronic illness, stress, trauma, etc., is endorphins. Yeah. When we're low in endorphins, you're crying often, you're sensitive to both emotional and physical pain. Things just feel terrible. And you might go into addictions, right? Food, alcohol, drugs, etc., to relieve that pain, that emotional pain inside. The most common amino acid to use there is phenylalanine. And then with adrenal fatigue, of course, our catecholamines go low. Yeah. So you go into basically apathy, boredom, procrastination. You just don't have that oomph in your life. Yeah. Low focus, indecision, incoherent thoughts as well. You might crave stimulants such as coffee, chocolate, carbs, just to get going. And there, the most common remedy to use is tyrosine. And you can see the connection here between thyroid and these symptoms as well. And tyrosine is used for thyroid hormones also. Voila. So here, okay. So I've talked about homeopathy a lot. Just want to summarize it here as well, because I was going through amino acids to heal chronic health issues, but let's talk about homeopathy now. So if you're not familiar with homeopathy, we have this big book called The Repertory. And if you ever take a look at the repertory, it'll blow your mind. Every single symptom you can imagine of a person is captured in this big book. Like there's sentences like mind ailments from abuse, mind ailments from, parents fighting, for example. I'll give you a case that worked where we treated with homeopathy. It could be mind imagines demons in front of their face, or craves sugar in the evenings, or craves sugar in the mornings. It really breaks down almost every single symptom. Mind delusions is God or is superior to others. Yeah, it covers everything you can imagine. And there's a beautiful chapter in the repertory, the mind ailments from chapter. And this is the chapter I use for healing trauma. Yeah, there's mind ailments from abuse. And under that, we called it a rubric. Yeah, mind ailments from abuse is one sentence. It lists like 20, 30 remedies. Then there's another sentence or rubric called mind ailments from abandonment and lists another 10 remedies, whatever, right? So different kinds of traumas, they list different remedies that are appropriate for that kind of trauma. So for example, I had a client with chronic constipation. And we did Nux Vomica, we did Lycopodium, we did the magnesium, we did the liver detox herbs, etc., and Trifla as well. She went Ayurvedic as well, and nothing really worked. Stubborn, a bit of relief here and there. And then I asked her about her childhood, etc., and her parents fought a lot. Yeah, she was caught in between the conflict. And so there's a rubric in the repertory called Mind Ailments from Discord Between Parents. And in there, one of the main remedies is graphites, homeopathic graphite. And so I gave her that remedy. And boom, within a week, constipation resolved. Okay. That's the beauty of this form of medicine. It's also used, so you can see it's also used for physical issues, not only mental health issues. For example, sepia, homeopathic sepia, that's the ink from the cuttlefish. That is often used for hormonal imbalances, especially if somebody is not getting their menses or needs to detox from the birth control pill. I'll often give homeopathic sepia. So homeopathy is amazing for mental health issues, for trauma, as well as for physical health issues. Okay. Coming back to, because we were talking about the adrenal glands, homeopathy can also help nourish the adrenal glands in a very strange way. So if somebody gives you homeopathic remedies that end with acid, like their phosphoric acid, muriatic acid, fluoric acid, those are often indicated for adrenal burnout. There's another remedy I often use is Caliphos or potassium phosphoricum, Caliphosphoricum. That's excellent for burnout also. And so if you look at this list, I've listed the first set is homeopathic remedies to release trauma, correct? The second one is for adrenal support. Then the third section, there's homeopathy can also be used for specific symptoms of anxiety and depression, and also, of course, physical issues. But I'm going to focus on mental health on this slide here. Let's go through some remedies. Aurum metallicum, excellent for chronic depression. When somebody has suicidal thoughts, they have a sense of guilt, failure. They're really hard on themselves. Staphysagria, somebody's has a lot of suppressed anger, but they appear meek or polite or very proper. They don't have the courage to express themselves. Pulsatilla, amazing for people who are crying a lot, need a lot of attention. You know, they're clingy. Also, pulsatilla often used for childhood ear infections or childhood colds. Yeah, a runny nose with yellow sputum. So I'm going into details because in homeopathy, we look at the quality of this, the mucus coming out of your nose, whether it's watery or whether it's yellow and sticky, etc. Nux vomica, of course, excellent for depression as well, especially when there's been a lot of stress. Lycopodium also I use when somebody has anxiety or depression, and you look at the whole picture. Do they have a lot of gas, bloating, confidence issues? Then combining the collection of symptoms, I'll prescribe a remedy. And all these remedies are listed in the course with more details, yeah? Okay, now we come to the biggie. Family constellations therapy. So, where are we here? I'll tell you a story of a client first, and I'll go into the theory. How much time? I think we have enough time, yeah? So family constellations therapy was developed by Bert Hellinger, yeah, a Jesuit priest who studied with the Zulu people. He spent a lot of time with the Zulu people in South Africa, and he noticed some traits or some behaviors amongst these tribes that somehow, when followed, or respected, these habits prevented diseases. And we'll go into those. Let's go into a story though. So I had a client with chronic seizures. And the seizures started, I don't know, I think she was about 30 or 40 years old when her daughter was 12 years old. This is a bit important. You'll understand why. So I was talking to her, you know, there's remedies out there, of course, we can use. Intuitively, though, I felt there's something going on here. And when you study family constellations, you become very intuitive. So you pick up on information from what we call the field, the knowing field. So I asked her, did you ever have a sister, or has something ever happened with your sister? And she broke down crying completely, right? And I said, okay, what happened? And lo and behold, her sister died in a car accident. And she was in the car as well. And she couldn't save her sister. Her sister was on her right-hand side. And her seizures were right-sided. And they would come when she was falling asleep. And so using family constellations therapy, I got her in constellations, we say healing sentences, like sentences to help release trauma from her nervous system or to release what we call entanglements. So I got her to imagine speaking to her sister and just saying the words, "You're what's missing for me," or "I couldn't save you and I'm sorry." And when she said those sentences, she cried for literally 20 minutes in the session without stopping, just boom, 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 boom. And that night, her seizures reduced by at least 50%. She was shocked. I was shocked as well, the power of constellation work. And I'll give you some other examples. And then after that reduction, of course, we continued to do more trauma therapy as well, somatic experiencing. But I also included homeopathy. So when we go back to this chapter, the repertory, for example, has lots of symptoms. One of the symptoms is mind ailments from being in an accident or witnessing an accident. And one of the remedies, some of the remedies are like aconite, nux vomica, and also homeopathic opium. Then I combine other symptoms she was having. This is how you do homeopathy. So extremities, which means hands and limbs, tremors on sleeping. And one of the remedies indicated in that rubric was opium again. And I collected a bunch of other symptoms and opium kept coming up. And so I gave her homeopathic opium also later on. And the changes were amazing. Right now, I don't think she's even on medications anymore. And she'll take homeopathic opium once in a while. And I encourage her to obviously work on that trauma also. So that's the power of trauma healing, constellation work, and homeopathy together. And that's what we do at the retreats. We don't do so much homeopathy. We do a lot of trauma work and family constellations therapy. So what is family constellations? So Bert Hellinger, who studied with the Zulu people, discovered that there's something called the orders of love that are often ignored in families. These orders are, and I'll explain them in detail, the right to belong, the order of hierarchy, and the balance of giving and taking. The right to belong, what does that mean? So often in families, we exclude people. We don't talk about them, right? If there's a miscarriage or abortion, they might be ignored. Yeah. Or people who were guilty of lovers, ex-lovers, or people in the war, either victims or perpetrators. If our grandparents murdered somebody, we don't mention it. We don't mention the victims. Or people who are like, quote unquote, the black sheep of the family. When these people are excluded, believe it or not, we as the surviving people in the family, we start representing them strangely because everyone belongs in a system. So I had a client with chronic anxiety and we were doing gestalt therapy, homeopathy, etc. And the anxiety reduced, but it wouldn't go away. And then I asked her, okay, because I've studied constellations, I said, go home and ask your mom, has there been any miscarriage or abortion in the family? And she was shocked to find out after mom told her, she was like, Amit, how did you know? My mom says there's been a miscarriage. Great. So in constellation work, what we do is we honor these missing people. Yeah. So I got her to imagine her parents in front of her. I know this sounds woo-woo, but I promise you this is one of the fastest growing therapies in the world. And I've used it to heal chronic disease. I'll tell you about the case of cancer as well. So I got her to imagine her parents in front of her. And then this missing child then in front of her, between her and the parents. And I asked her to feel how it feels to be in the second place in her family, second position. And immediately there, she started feeling some relief. She was like, gosh, I belong in the second position. I'm not the first child. Then I got her to say the healing sentences that we use in constellations. So it was like something, I can't remember the details, but it could be like, dear mom and dad, you know, please look at me as the second child. This child came before me. And then she said something like, dear sibling, I've missed you. I love you very much. You came before me. I give you a place in my heart. I am in the second position. Dear mom and dad, please look at me and give me permission to be the second child. And some of you can feel it in the air. I can feel the vibes of some people really resonating with this. Yes, exactly that. Basically, the anxiety reduced there and then in the session. Okay, because she was in the correct position in the family and she respected the person who, yeah. So that's the order of hierarchy as well. The aborted or miscarried child came first and then she came second. Okay. And so people have a right to belong. Yeah, I know there's probably lots of questions. Please write them down in the chat and we'll go through them. Okay. Also, feelings can be excluded. What do I mean by that? So, for example, when I was 1 year old, my mom lost her father. And I realized this later. So I'm 1 year old and my mom's losing her father. My mom's grieving, of course, depressed, all that. And as a child, I need my mom. But energetically, she's not focused on me. She's kind of looking at her father, yeah, and mourning for her father. So she's drawn and connected with her father. So in constellation work, we say it as she's looking away from me. And so I will sense a feeling of abandonment. Yeah. So one of the healing sentences I've done for my own personal healing is, dear mom, please look at me. I've missed you a lot. You know, and I honor your grief for your father. I miss you as well. Please come back. Please come back. And you do like a really crying, yeah? You really emote it. And as you do that, you get in touch with what's really missing for you. Yeah. The real need, the deep need, which is very different from analytical therapies. Analytical therapies almost pathologize your attachment to your mom. But in constellations, we encourage all the truths that exist for a human being and for a human soul. And that creates a more complete healing for people. Okay, the order of hierarchy. So what happens is in constellation work, we say those who came in the system first, yeah, have priority or need to be acknowledged. So let's say you have your parents, yeah, and maybe one of them had a lover before, yeah, or a previous marriage. And sometimes that person is not talked about. If they're not talked about, you might feel something's off or missing. And in constellation work, we will often encourage you to, you know, say, "Dear Dad, I recognize, yeah, you loved someone else before." And you can also speak energetically to the, we have representatives in family constellations, so you can speak to a representative, or you can imagine speaking to the person. You know, "Dear ex-wife, I give you a place in my heart as well." Because often when we ignore these people, it disrupts our natural behavior in our own nuclear family. So if I don't acknowledge an ex-wife, I might not feel very connected to my mom. But it's not because my mom has a problem, it's because I'm not including, yeah, what the woman who came before my mom. Yeah, it sounds a bit woo-woo, but I promise you this stuff changes lives, yeah? And we saw the example of abortion or miscarriage children having their place before, you know, before you. And I want to give you another example. I don't know where it falls under hierarchy or right to belong, etc. So I had a client with a gastrinoma, stomach cancer, tumor markers above 4,000 or 5,000. And again, with intuition and knowing family constellation work, I asked her what happened 3 to 6 months before, because usually the cancer's there before the diagnosis, right? And I can't remember the time frame, but basically, again, yeah, she had tears in her eyes and she was like, "How did you know?" I was like, "Just carry on, just feel it out, take your time and really connect to what happened. And when you're ready to share, just see what comes up for you." So obviously you give clients, you don't force them into conversations of sharing trauma. You let their nervous system be ready. Of course, that's super important, okay? And so she said, "Yeah, my father had an affair and I was really upset and I couldn't stomach it or digest it." Yeah, those are her words. And also, because of that affair, she rejected her father and she started protecting her mom. Yeah, she was also loyal to her mom's pain and anger towards the father. Yeah, so this is very important, because we'll take on the anger of a parent against another parent, and it's not our own anger, authentic anger sometimes. Yeah, that's super important. And some of you can feel that in your hearts right now, and I'm glad you're feeling it, is letting go of what is not yours and respectfully. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to agree with affairs or anything. No, it's just recognizing what belongs to your parents and what is authentically yours. Okay. And so, of course, we did the diet changes, we did some homeopathy, and then I got her to say these healing sentences. And it was like, "Dear mom, you know, I've been angry like you have been. Please forgive me though if I start looking at dad as I look at you, or as my father again." I even feel emotional saying this. And then there were other healing sentences, and then I got her to imagine speaking to her dad and saying, "Dear dad, I was surprised with what you did. It hurt me deeply. It also hurt mom, and her pain has not always been mine. Yeah. Dear dad, it's costing me my life to reject what you did or to reject you. I give you a place in my heart again." And we did other sentences that really helped dissolve the trauma and release the anger to the rejection of the father on behalf of the mom, okay? And believe it or not, I think it was 6 or 8 months or something, the tumor markers dropped significantly. And I often ask my client, because I'm like, "Are you sure it wasn't the homeopathy? Are you sure it wasn't, you know, the diet changes alone?" She was like, "No, Amit, after that session, I could like all the physical changes started happening after the family constellation session, okay?" I have multiple cases I can share with you about chronic shoulder pain dissolving after, you know, so I'll just share it anyway, since we're on the constellation topic. Basically, somebody came in with chronic shoulder pain, and she had done physiotherapy, we're doing homeopathy, etc. And then I use objects sometimes to represent things in her family. So I used objects that day. I said, "Okay, there's a missing child in your family. Your mom lost a child or something." She was shocked. She says, "How do you know? How did you know that?" She's like, "Yeah, my mom lost a child and she was so depressed about it." And so often what happens Now, to us as children, we take on the pain and the suffering of our parents. Yeah, we feel sad for them. And that's exactly what was happening for my client. And so I got her to say healing sentences like, "Dear mom, I've been sad as well like you. Some of this pain is yours, or some of the sadness is yours. I'm also missing this sibling, but in a different way. Please give me permission to miss in my own way, and I respectfully leave what is yours, your grief, with you." Okay, I'm just summarizing the sentences. And I kid you not, in front of my eyes, she started moving her shoulders. She's like, "Gosh, what's happening?" You know, her shoulders started moving around. She's like, "I'm feeling lighter." So I covered the entire case in my constellations course. But the changes were happening in the session, not later on, but in the session. Yeah, shoulder pain resolving in the session as she's saying healing sentences. That's the power of family constellation work. So again, I guess that goes into the order of hierarchy. So what we tend to do as children, we take care of the parents, right? Nothing wrong with that, but we absorb their pain and their grief. We feel responsible for them. So in that way, we are stepping out of hierarchy. We're becoming the parent to the parent, right? But really, if we respect the order of hierarchy, we are meant to receive from the parent and be taken care of. Yeah, but it's natural for us, of course, to step out of hierarchy and protect and rescue our parents. Yeah, when that happens, though, we go into depression, we go into over-responsibility. We sometimes don't feel like we're living our full life. I'm not encouraging you to abandon your parents, not at all. I love my dad and I take care of him. Yeah, I lost my mom to cancer and I took care of her as well. And I could feel things happening in my life as a result of that, which is fine, but you have to be aware of it. And you can do healing sentences, of course, to give back the grief and the illness back to your parents and say, you know, "Give me permission to live my life. And I respectfully look at you as the big one, as the adult. I trust that you can take care of this." And when you say these sentences, you will feel your nervous system change immediately. Okay. Great. Then the other order of love in family constellations is the balance of giving and taking, yeah? So we receive from our parents and ideally we give life to other children, or we do good in society, or we do something else for life, yeah? In relationships as well, if one person gives too much, the receiver, if the giver doesn't allow to be given, the receiver will often feel guilt, strangely, or resentment because they're not allowed to give it back. And you'll see relationships literally being sabotaged by this imbalance. So it's often good to give and receive equally, okay? And Bert Hellinger actually said, if a partner hurts you, it's actually healthy for the relationship to hurt them back just a little bit more. Yeah, it creates some sort of balance back and forth, and it nourishes and deepens the relationship. And of course, eventually you have some forgiveness or recognition, but maintaining your power, recognizing that you're both powerful and equal. Great. Thank you very much. Just a reminder about the retreats. There's more coming up later, of course. There's my website as well, drameet.com. There's a free online course for gut healing, liver detox, emotional healing exercises. And then there's a full online course as well with all my protocols. There's also a family constellations therapy course there as well, a separate course. And you can book sessions with myself or my colleagues. And I'd love you to come for the retreats. Next one's in June in Sardinia. And that's June 2024. And we'll be doing some in Kenya where you can come and go on safari as well. Check out the beaches. Yeah, I'd love to work with some of you if you're up for it. Thank you very much. And I'm open to questions.
Great. Thank you so much for that informative presentation, Dr. Amit. So I'm going to begin the Q&A portion of our time here. And so you just put a slide up of your information. So how would they follow you on social media and contact you if they wanted to?
That's all through the website. How do I get back to that web? Do I need to share my screen again?
Real quickly, we're sharing the screen. So let me just point out here that if you'd like to get Dr. Amit's books, they're available through our website, therealtruthabouthealth.com, and you can go to bookstore and you can find all of Dr. Amit's books through there. And then, if you want to go ahead and share your website, share your screen and share your website, you can.